There you are. Welcome to episode 2 of Nuevo Malibu, entitled, Oh, My Heart is Like a Red, Red Rose, But My Lungs Are a Prickly Pear. Nuevo Malibu is sponsored by Doug's Banana Slugs. Whether you're herding them for their nitrogen-rich excrement or just need a few to highlight a hippie wedding buffet, Doug has the slug for you. Doug's Slugs, a subsidiary of Larry's Leeches. Call 1-800-SLY-ME. And we're off. Having just transgendered a prepubescent Donald Trump, our intrepid three jump into the TARDIS, their time-traveling porta-potty, and head to an alternate reality to study a different version of Trump's brain. They stop to catch some waves at the resort planet Endless Summer, where the equator is a continuous beach. World-weary, Clell, Landis, and Dr. Shea, what? Proctologist, continue to bond with Mac, the hologram from the planet Stephanie.
Stephanian.
Stephanian.
Pish and tosh. Doc, it's got to be Stephanian.
Mac, help us out. We're trying to figure out how to properly refer to your species. Do you prefer Stephanian or Stephanian?
My species doesn't care. All due respect, we never use the word.
Yeah, what's with the Groucho Marx look today?
I'm a student of Earth humor. Today is his birthday.
Do Stephanians have humor?
Stephanians.
We experiment with it.
Do let's hear a Stephanian joke.
Of a gart, a flen, and a bolanopsis walk into a Hrudo Diddley. The proprietor of the Hrudo Diddley says, you, the vgort, and you, the bolanopsis, can stay. But the flen must first surgically extract all of its bwargs.
Nice try, Mac.
Wait, I told it wrong. The vgort has a bifurcated hermanic. Did I mention this occurs during the Festival of Horn?
I'm sure this is a real knee slapper to the other Stephanians.
Stephanians.
We don't have knees. I do, however, have a second witticism that honors both Groucho and my home planet.
Lay it on us.
One morning, I shot an Ingerwort in my Sniss Archers. How he got into my Sniss Archers, I don't know.
I think it's time we get into Trump's head.
Before we do, Doctor, I'd like to address something much less humorous.
What's that, Mac?
Landis generally displays a flat affect. The narrator just described him as world-weary, so I...
The narrator?
What narrator?
That would be me.
Who?
The narrator. I'm right here.
I've never noticed you.
I was just the announcer in the first episode Landis narrated, but it was confusing because he kept changing the verb tenses. So, now I narrate.
No one told me.
Or me.
It was on the bulletin board above the urinal.
Maybe Landis missed it because he's world-weary.
Look, it's already crowded in the TARDIS.
I'm just a voiceover, and I have to go with you to narrate.
She won't take up any room, and we need her to flesh out what meager plot we have.
Thanks, Mac. See, you get me.
All right, all right. We'll adapt. Mac, what was that other thing?
I have something I believe would help Landis with his world weariness.
Oh, stop saying that.
His flat affect, rather. It's what Earthlings call a pick-me-up. Pharmaceutical grade, of course.
Oh, what the hell? Set him up, Mac. I probably could use a true buzz. That hooch you replicate is worse than the pruno I had in prison.
Done.
How?
I shot it in the base of his spine for maximum effect.
Do you feel maximized, Landis?
Maximized? I passed maximized way back there. Doc, I'm manic and frantic, full of dread and panic, crazy, not lazy. Everything is hazy.
What did you do, Mac?
I may have overestimated the extent of his world weariness.
I'm aberrant. That's apparent. My mind is broke, not bent. Oh, now I get it, Mac. The flan has to extract all of its borgs. Ha! Good one.
With Landis's spirits noticeably lifted, Mac activates the TARDIS for the team's trek into Trump's...
Not done here. Buttercup, I'm loony from the moony, demented and augmented. My skull is deeply dented. Loco, ain't no joke, need a cup of cocoa.
With Landis's spirits noticeably lifted...
I got one more.
Fine.
Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain.
And we're off again. We have to stop several times to let Landis run off excess energy. Nearly losing him at the quicksand planet, Mac calms him down with some classic Etta James.
At last.
Thanks, Mac. Best ballad ever.
We stop on November 4th, 2018, in the version of reality where Trump accidentally nukes Canada. We land in the White House because everyone has quit. Melania has moved back to Slovenia. As we hide in her spacious shoe closet, the Donald unwraps a cheeseburger and unwinds with Fox News. We discuss how to get into his brain.
Wait, just one minute. Narrator, we discuss? When did you become part of the team?
When I came aboard the TARDIS.
I don't remember discussing it.
I'm a sentient being now.
She has a valid case. I can reference several episodes from the Star Trek franchise.
I'd like to hear what the writer has to say about this.
Keep me out of this.
Anywho, we discuss how best to get into Trump's brain. Landis is wary of the doctor's preference, since she's a proctologist. But she points out that her medical training has also covered the top half of the human body and that it was her idea in the first place.
We go through his nose. Mac, can you shrink the TARDIS to the size of a molecule?
Hold on. Wasn't the submarine in Fantastic Voyage the size of a microbe? A microbe is a lot bigger, isn't it?
Yes, but technology in my culture is much more advanced than in a 1966 Earth movie. It's easily done, Doctor. What?
Okay, so we fly into one of Trump's nostrils and follow a branch of the Crista Galli through one of the foramina in the cribriform plate of the ethmoid bone at the roof of the nasal cavity. That puts us at the frontal lobe of the brain, which is where I want to start anyway.
Everybody got that?
Or we could fly to the top of the nose and follow a branch of the olfactory nerve.
Oh, no. It would smell in there.
Point taken, Doctor. The Crista Galli route it is. Next stop, frontal lobe.
Why there?
That lobe controls what's called our executive functions. Judgment, reasoning, self-control, abstract thought, that sort of thing.
And you want to know if Trump has any of that?
I'm quite curious.
You're wanting to establish empirical evidence.
Not really, just personally curious.
Mac shrinks the TARDIS, and we fly out of the shoe closet toward Trump's nostrils. He's snorting so much from listening to Sean Hannity that we hide in his scalp until he settles down. The light there is eerie because the Donald's hair is actually translucent plastic filament.
Look. It's just one long strand.
I would estimate it at 27.4 meters in length.
Trump turns off Fox News and falls asleep. When his breathing turns rhythmic, we head in.
This is it!
Mac, do we really need those sound effects?
Yeah, Mac. Things are tensing up without them.
I thought Oethlings liked dramatic effects.
We follow Dr. What's plan. Landis gets stressed again because we fly past huge thingies that look like hot dogs, and he's jonesing for junk food. Mac soothes him with an odd musical choice.
I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Yeah, thanks, Mac. Second best ballad ever.
Park it right here, please.
Mac, come on. We asked you to can the sound effects.
That's the electrical energy we've triggered. The tortoise is adjusting our shields. We can now exit. Your suits are adjusted as well.
Mac, you and the voiceover go first.
I have a title, you know.
Check us out. Doc, our footsteps are causing that noise. Why aren't you crackling, Mac?
Yet again, I am a hologram. I have no mask.
Okay, everyone look for some sign of executive functions.
We wander around the caverns of Trump's frontal lobe for hours, learning to avoid synapses.
Man, that one had attitude.
Here it is, that huge door behind those cobwebs.
How are we going to get this big padlock open?
Here's the key.
You replicated that, Mac?
No need. It was under that fake rock. See? It has a Trump sticker on it.
Yeah, are we sure this is the door we want?
Yes, look at the sign. It says, Executive Functions.
But are we really sure it's Trump's brain?
Yes. Both words are misspelled.
Good enough. Let's go.
We're sucked in as air rushes into the vacuum.
It's empty.
No reasoning, no self-control, no abstract thought.
Maybe we caught him at a bad time. I don't believe this. Damn you, Sarah Palin! How'd you get in Trump's brain?
Nobody forgets me! Ooh! A stray thought!
Palin flies into the void. The others start walking. I start floating.
Mac, why aren't we crackling when we walk anymore?
I'm detecting minimal neural activity.
Welcome to Fox and Friends. Wow, can you believe how the lamestream media is treating the best POTUS ever?
I know! Mr. Trump tweets that Crooked Hillary was involved in both the JFK and the Lincoln assassinations. And the reporters demand proof?
I bet Mrs. Clinton had something to do with Stephen Hawking's death, too.
Oh my God! She killed that wheelchair guy?
Back to the tortoise. Trump's been triggered.
They run like hell, and I float like hell. The synapses get closer. The other three make it inside just as...
Doc, quick! The narrator got zapped.
Voiceover, say something.
Billy Baru! Insane in the membrane!
She'll be lucid again in 3 hours.
Landis, you have the experience. You do the voiceover.
Oh, sure, right. 3 hours later...
I feel fine now. I can narrate again.
The narrator seems to be fine. She says that she can...
I said I've got it.
Peevish, are we?
We exit the frontal lobe into the temporal lobe where memory is stored.
Mac, what's the best way to poke through Trump's experiences?
I've made a device to stimulate them.
Yeah, it looks like a super soaker.
There is absolutely no reason that it has to, but I thought it might amuse you. Just aim it at the hippocampus, right there, and see what happens.
Mommy, I don't have to go to school tomorrow.
Why is that, Donald?
Because I already know more than all my teachers.
Donald, this was your first day of kindergarten.
I know. I'm the smartest person ever.
That's an intriguing start.
Another round, Doc?
Mom, I really don't want to go to military school.
I understand, Donald, but the vote was overwhelming.
Well, okay. I believe in democracy. Who voted for me to go anyways?
Your father, your siblings, your cousins, your aunts, uncles, your grandparents, the servants, the neighbors.
At least I know you wanted me to stay.
Sure. Here's a chauffeur. Don't be a stranger, son.
Let's hope the next memory is happier.
Ivana, I'm really disappointed in Donald Jr. Let's make a girl, a glorious girl.
If we must, Donald. How about artificial insemination this time? I think I heard it works better.
Whatever. While you're being pregnant, I'll be at my financial advisor's Marla's place.
I appreciate that, Donald. Call when you're not getting financially advised.
Why does adult Trump sound like just like adolescent Trump?
I don't know. Mac?
Late 20th century psychiatrists hypothesized that Trump's emotional maturing stopped when he was traumatized by being sent to military school. Perhaps this is how he perceived himself the rest of his life.
Doctor, please try another round just to the right of that one. I think we're finding a pattern.
Ever onward.
Marla, I won't be home until midnight or so. I'll be with my daughter, Ivanka. It's, take your daughter to work night.
Then are you taking Tiffany?
Who?
Tiffany, our daughter?
Aw, gee, I'd like to, but that's way past her bedtime.
Does this have anything to do with Ivanka turning 18 today?
Good Lord, no. What would make you think such a thing?
Knowing you for 14 years.
This is getting juicy. Please do another.
Sure, anything to please our voiceover.
Narrator.
Who's a bad boy?
Me, Stormy, me!
And who should be spanked?
Me, Stormy.
No, I'm not in the mood.
I'll pay well.
It'll cost you 100 thou.
Not to worry, I'll call my lawyer.
Fine. Then let's see those tidy whities.
Cool. And would you use a rolled-up Forbes magazine?
That'll cost you another 30 thou.
How much if you used a National Geographic?
You really don't deserve a National Geographic. Plus, it's difficult to roll up.
Oh, please, please, please. I'll give you my lawyer's house.
Maybe a few more memories.
Melania, I won't be home until midnight or so.
Donald, don't try to take your daughter to work night sham again. If you want to spend a troubling amount of time with Ivanka, no one can stop you.
You're right. I'm the most powerful man in the world. I don't care what stupid CNN says about the Pope.
I'll be busy Skyping with family in Slovenia tonight anyway.
That's why you have that weird accent.
Moving on.
Dad, I'm not falling for that take your daughter to work night again. I have jewelry to hawk.
Indulge me, Ivanka. Spend some more time with your old, though still really handsome, man. Jared doesn't have to know.
I'm standing right next to her.
Oh, right. Shouldn't you be reinventing government, Jared?
I still have to solve the opioid crisis, then broker a lasting peace in the Middle East.
Well, go do it over there.
This is getting too creepy. Let's go to the occipital lobe to learn how Trump visualizes things.
In the visual cortex of the lobe, Mac turns the back wall of the TARDIS into a screen showing the Donald's view.
It looks like a sandstorm.
Mac, can you clear this up?
No. I can, however, tell you that he's facing southwest.
Can you add sound?
Easily.
I hear Spanish.
I bet he's watching the alleged hordes of Hispanics approaching. Whatever he's perceiving is getting closer to him.
Now I can clear it up.
Look, there's some of the alleged hordes.
All the hordes turn out to be a mariachi band. We move on to the parietal lobe, where we encounter the most curious thing, a little man who looks like a Picasso painting. His body is in a straight line with his parts all out of sequence.
Hello, who are you?
Murray, who the hell are you? How the hell did you get in here?
I'm Dr. Shay Watt. He's Clell Landis, and he's Mac.
I'm the narrator.
Who said that?
Oh, sorry, I forgot about you. She's just a voiceover.
Just a voiceover?
Where are you headed, Murray?
Back to the right amygdala. I'm trying to settle a dispute between it and the left amygdala.
The amygdala what?
Two structures deep in the brain, key to emotional responses.
Murray, why are they fighting?
The white matter in the right amygdala is worried about an increase in its gray matter.
Why would that be a concern? It's all actually pink.
Yeah, but the gray matter has yellow hues and a lot more substantia nigra. It's the brown and black hues. The right can tolerate the yellows, but doesn't trust the browns and blacks. They're all from the outer edge of the brain, if you know what I mean.
So, how are the negotiations going?
Badly. It's broken down into slogans. Gray matter matters, and white matter matters more.
How did it come to this?
Me, regrettably. Takes me a long time to get from one amygdala to the other.
Why?
Well, look at the way I'm built. I have to crawl because my feet aren't aware of each other.
Well, maybe we can help.
There's no room for Murray in the TARDIS, and Landis refuses to be left alone in Trump's brain. Murray asks Dr. What? To negotiate. As we fly there, Mac fashions a device to communicate with the right amygdala.
This will convert all its electrical impulses into English for you, and vice versa, Doctor.
Excellent. Thank you, Mac.
Man, it's too bad you can't make some of those babblefish in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
A, amygdalae have no ears, and B, your reference is a work of fiction.
Landis considers arguing with Mac, then remembers that Mac has no sense of humor.
I was not thinking that.
And I, in fact, am developing a sense of humor.
Folks, we have more urgent business.
All right.
The doctor approaches the amygdala cautiously.
Hello, my name is Dr. Shay Watt.
Where's Murray?
Well on his way. He should be here in a few weeks.
He said he could get rid of them substantia nigras.
Have you considered accepting them as part of the entire matter family?
No, they're not from around here. They're pouring in from the left amygdala. I'd build a wall if I had hands.
But they're almost as pink as you. Can't you take them into your heart?
Sure. My heart is way down in the chest cavity. They're welcome to go there.
It would be more noble if you...
Oh, crap!
Crap, why?
The amygdala is starting to seethe. And it's sucking energy from the TARDIS. We have to leave, but can't.
I got an idea.
Quickly.
This thing is an alpha male, right? Provoke it enough and it'll blow. We raise the TARDIS at the right time, tilt it at the right angle, and we're out of here.
So how do we agitate it fast?
Allow me.
As we race to the TARDIS, Mac makes his move.
We do it easy. At the end of the day. Yes. Yes. All night.
Max guess that Trump is most threatened by a sexy black man is correct. We blast out of the parietal lobe.
Yeah, Don't tell me I didn't learn anything in prison.
Who else is hungry? Let's visit the Italian Renaissance for pasta.
I could sure go for some macaroni and cheese.
On the way, I'll transform into Galileo, so I can order for us.
Mac, play us out.
I have the perfect song.
Thus endeth the episode. Nuevo Malibu is a Stormborn production brought to you by Doug Slugs. From a handful to a truckload, Doug has the slug for you. Music used was At Last by Etta James, Crazy by Patsy Cline, La Cucaracha by the Santa Cecilia Mariachi Band, At the End of Day, Grace, by Barry White, and Play That Funky Music, White Boy, by The Wild Cherry. Meet the cast and crew. I'm Chris Wellstein. That's Chris with a K.
Groucho Nursall.
Aaron Holmes.
Guy Holmes.
Maisie Shea.
Moet Shea.
Jolie Shea.
Aquilina Mitchell.
Cornelia Mitchell.
Jude McCormick.
I'm Dave Blinzinger, chief mastermind and editor behind the recording council.
I'm Alan. I wrote this.
Profuse thanks to Jody Rogers, our clinical consistency consultant on the brain stuff. She's a real doctor.
Hey!
The cast and crew of Nuevo Malibu would like to thank Cortez Radio for giving us a launch pad. Please help them out by going to their website, cortezradio.ca, scrolling down to the bottom of the homepage, and donating. Thank you very much.